A lot of the special logic of handling extensions, expirations, cancellations, and continuations with the different time windows specified by policy or adopted in the previous software have been implemented similarly in Hazard Services, either automatically or with simple right clicks in the console. For EXTs, just change the end time of the hazard in the HID, and the VTEC action will be an EXT. For the special circumstance of creating a new hazard from an existing one, like you might do if a hazard ended before you issued the EXT, you can just right-click on the console and select Copy to New Event. Note that to access an ended event, you'd need to turn on Ended Hazards in your settings filter. For issuing expiration messages, the logic will automatically assign an EXP VTEC action. For example, in the 5 minutes prior to a flash flood warning ending and the 10-minute extension window after ending, an EXP would be assigned. In the 10 to 5 minutes prior to ending, the default is can and or con, but if you want an EXP, you can right-click in the console and select expire this. Cans and cons follow a similar logic as before. For flash flood, con is a default VTEC in previewing an issued hazard until 5 minutes before ending if there are no changes in a polygon. If you shrink a short fuse polygon and remove a county, then a can is generated for that segment. Otherwise, if you want to issue a full can, you can select a hazard and right-click in the console and select End This. In practice, Hazard Services takes care of most of the logic for you, and for just about everything else, you simply right-click in the console.